Semper Fidelis, always faithful, always loyal. That's the motto of the U.S. Marine Corps. And it's the motto that kept Marine Captain Callum Ram on track, running and running and running. Growing up, Callum Ram was a runner at Grand Ledge High School. And it is a pretty safe bet to declare that he is the only graduate of Grand Ledge High to ever run 7 marathons in 7 days on 7 continents. Captain Callum Ram recently completed the World Marathon Challenge, and he is with us now. Okay, wow, just wow, that's 183 miles?
Yes, that is correct. Probably some change. There are a few courses I think that might have gone a little bit long based off my watch. But yeah, I think at the end of the day, definitely hit the 183 miles.
So take us through where you ran over those 7 days. You started in?
Started in Antarctica on Union Glacier. So was actually running on a glacier, which was a unique experience for me. I didn't think I'd ever be running on something like that. But that was definitely the most interesting of the races, mostly because I probably felt the best for that one.
It was the first one.
exactly. And then after that, we jumped on a plane to Punta Arenas, Chile, which is down along the Straits of Magellan, and ran along the coast there for the second marathon, jumped on another plane, lots of planes,
yes.
Flew to Miami, which was nice being back in the States for a few hours, ran South Beach along the water there, jumped on a plane to Madrid, Spain, ran in a park there, so that was one of the few races where we actually weren't along the coast or along the water, which was different, but it was a nice change of scenery. Jumped on a plane. That one was the most difficult just because we had 8 hours in Spain, an hour and a half flight, and then 11 hours in Morocco. So doing the math, you had about 6 hours between marathons there.
Wow.
Did the race in Morocco. Jumped on a plane, a nice restful flight to Dubai, ran in Dubai, and then finished up in Sydney, Australia on Manly Beach.
That is spectacular. So not only were you doing the 7 marathons day after day after day, but you had all of those time zones with which to contend.
You know, after a while, you don't even really know what time it is. You kind of base your internal clock off of how long it is before you have to run again.
Now, you did this to raise money for a very worthy cause. Tell us about the Semper Fi Fund.
So the Semper Fi Fund is one of the many veteran charities out there. However, this one was a little more near and dear to my heart. Originally started by a bunch of Marine Corps spouses, used to just service the Marine Corps. Now it services all members of the armed forces and basically provides funds to injured and seriously ill service members injured in post-9/11 combat. So it had been one that I had contributed to annually through the combined federal campaign, but thought, you know, I could probably do something a little bit more. And after signing up for the race, kind of just took it in stride and have been doing well with them ever since.
And how much were you able to raise through doing this World Marathon Challenge for the fund?
Just through fundraising was about $19,000, close to $20,000. And then I was presented with a $4,000 sportsmanship award after finishing the marathon challenge, which also is being donated to the Semper Fi Fund.
I'm talking with Marine Captain Callum Ram, who grew up in Grand Ledge, went to Grand Ledge High School, and recently completed the World Marathon Challenge, where he ran 7 marathons on 7 continents in 7 days. What were the most extreme temperatures and conditions that you experienced, Cal?
Well, growing up in Grand Ledge, you get the Michigan weather. So honestly, most of the races reminded me of running at some point in Michigan. You know, we've had some pretty cold winters there when I grew up, and Antarctica wasn't anything different. If you just close your eyes, everything felt the same as a average run downtown Grand Ledge or, you know, the Lansing area on the river trail. So it wasn't really as difficult as I thought it would be dealing with the weather. And then ending in Australia, that was probably our hottest marathon. Pretty hot and humid. But again, nothing I wasn't too used to.
Any August in Michigan would give you that. I did see, I followed your Twitter and Instagram, and it certainly seems like your body was really rebelling by the time you got to Dubai.
Yes, that was a little unfortunate, something I hadn't really dealt with before during a race. But, you know, again, the body isn't really used to doing anything like this, so I don't think I could have trained any better. But somewhere in the end of the 4th marathon in Spain, started having some pain in the shin, came back and got me pretty bad in Morocco. I thought it might have just been shin splints, and so I acted appropriately and iced and did what I could. But it definitely caught up with me in Dubai, as you probably saw in the pictures of me running barefoot. But what I thought was shin splints ended up being a stress fracture, but I was able to push through it and run. And anyone who knew me running back in Grand Ledge wouldn't expect anything different. So, you know, it was one of those things where I would have liked to have gone differently. But at the end of the day, I finished the races and raised quite a bit of money for the Semper Fi Fund, which at the end were my two major goals.
What challenged you the most? Was it the body or the mind? Because I'm sure you had to kind of steel both for this incredible feat.
Absolutely. So, you know, a lot of people asked, how do you train for something like this and how do you prepare your body? And, you know, what I always told them is if you've been running for long enough and you know what you're capable of, a race like this is really a mental thing. And I think that's probably what I struggled with the most, especially in Dubai. There were times where the pain was bad enough that I was having trouble putting weight on it. And a few of the runners saw me kind of tip over and take a spill. But I think mentally, if you go in with the mindset that you're going to finish no matter what, and all the other runners were super supportive, you know, at the end of the day, I knew I was going to finish. It might not have been as fast as I wanted or the way I wanted. But, you know, you dig deep, you think about what you're doing it for, and the other runners going through the same kind of things, and you know that at the end of the day, you're all going to finish.
And, you know, I noticed they're taking registrations for the 2017 World Marathon Challenge. Are you tempted to try an encore, or are you good?
You know what? I got asked that just about after every race, and I said, you know, if someone was out there willing to sponsor me, I would absolutely go and do it again. It was such a unique experience, and the people you meet along the way, you know, after 5 minutes, feel like they've become lifelong friends. And I got done with the race and, you know, sat down in Australia for a few days. And all I could think of was when I crossed that finish line, it wasn't joy that I had completed such an you know, extraordinary event. It was actually sadness that it was over and that I would have to go back to reality in a few short days. So, you know, absolutely, I'd do it again in a heartbeat.
Well, anyone who might want to follow in Cal's footsteps can go to worldmarathonchallenge.com, find out about the 2017 challenge, and certainly to learn more about the Semper Fi Fund. It's easy. Go to semperfifund.org. Captain Callum Ram, U.S. Marine Corps successful finisher of the World Marathon Challenge, pleasure to talk with you, and thank you so much for what you've done.
Absolutely. It's been great chatting. Thank you so much.